It's brought down in the Sforim in Parsha Shmois, a Zohar. I think the Or HaChaim brings it somewhere, but it's brought in the Hakdoma of the Igle Tal. And the Zohar says on the Pasuk, Vayimoru es chayehem b'avoida kosho b'choymer uvilveinim u'b'chol avoida b'asode es kol avoidosam asher ovdu bohem b'forech. The Zohar darshins, Vayimoru es chayehem b'avoida kosho zu kushyo. It's a kasha. B'choymer do kal v'choymer b'leveinim do libun halocho b'chol avoida b'asode do b'raiso Es kol avaydosam asher ovdu bohem beforech do teiku. The Zohar is being mefarish all the different koishi of the avoida, choymer v'leveinim, beforech, is going on chalokim in Torah, akasha, braisa, akal v'choymer, and zuteiku. What is the pshat in the Zohar, the connection between the avoida koshuf and golas mitzrayim, and learning Torah. So there are two mahalchim over here. Each one is a different yesod that I would like to mention. There's one mahalch in the Zohar as follows, that it's mevur in Sforim that one of the inyonim of the tachlis of the Golas Mitzrayim that Klal Yisrael went through was in order to be machshir them for Kabbalas HaTorah, to be Avdei Hashem. They had to go through a tremendous koishi with nisyonis, with mesiras nefesh, in order to push through that and be matzliach and be zoiche to be avdi Hashem and kabbalas haTorah. And it was through this golus, through the avoda kosher, they were zoiche to kushya. Through the choymer, the avoda, the work with the choymer, they were zoiche to the kalva choymer in Torah, etc. And lefi this pshat b'derech agav, we will see from the Zohar that to have a kasha in learning is not a negative thing. It's a schus. You have to work hard, and then you get the schus to be zoiche to a kasha. A kasha opens up a sugya, and hu adin beforech zuteku. Why is that like a madrega, a schus? Because when a person is zoiche to a teku, it means he was mevarer all that's thought impossible, and that's it. We can't be machri achiyovi eliyohu. Now we can go weiter. But Lefidus Pshat in the Zohar, the message is this tremendous madregas that we can reach in Torah, in Avodas Hashem, but it's not cheap. You can't get madregas unless you're willing to work hard. And that was the tachlis of the Golas and the Lefum Tzaira Agra that we have today. I saw a Nifladik Pshat from Rav Hirsch in his Chumash. When Yankiv Avinu gave a brocha to Ephraim Umenashe, he said, "Hamalach Hagoyel Oisi Mikol Ro, Yevorech Es Hanorim." The Malach that saved me and helped me through all my tzoras, which Yankiv had many, many, many tzoras through his life, many Esav, Lavan, Dino, Yosef, Shimon, Binyamin. That Malach that pulled me through should be with you. And he asks, "Lechoyre, is that the best brocha that Yankiv can come up with?" Rabbi Aaron Mibels said that there were two malochim that were walking with him and helped him and saved him in Auschwitz. There were Nisei Nisim. If one knows the story from Rabbi Aaron Mibels, Nisei Nisim, how he was saved. Imagine him giving a bracha to his children and saying, "The malochim that saved me through Auschwitz should be with you and save you." That's the bracha. The bracha should be that we shouldn't go there. We shouldn't have tzoras. Yaakov Avinu should have given a bracha. You shouldn't go through the rois that I had. Says Rav Hirsch Amor de Gazach. He says, Yaakov Avinu was coming to bring Ephraim and Menashe, Kiruvein v'Shimon, as a chelik of the Shvatim. The Shvatim were the foundation stones for the building of Klal Yisrael. Ephraim and Menashe were born in the palace of the king of Mitzrayim. They were born with a silver spoon in their mouth. They never had a tzora in their life. They grew up in the palace. Yosef was the king of Mitzrayim. They were born when Yosef was the king. And that's where they lived. Yaakov Avinu told them, listen, if you want to become part of the foundation stones of Klal Yisrael, there's going to be tzoras, and you're going to go through Yisurim with Roas. Otherwise, we can't build buildings with you. You can't be the builders. This is what Yidin are about. This is what the builders of Klal Yisrael are about. So I'm making you for Reuven Vishimon. You're going to have tzoras, v'roes, v'nisyonis. So my brocha is, HaMalach HaGoyel Oisi Mikol Ro. You should be matzliach and continue growing from those nisyonis and tzoras that you have. That's what a yid is about. Ad kedei kach. The Gemara says in Chagigo, Daf Hei, that kol mi she'enoi bevahaster ponai, enoi mehem. Kol mi she'enoi bevahoyo lechoil, enoi mehem. You see, a person who's not having tzoras from the toichocho of the Torah, you have to be choshesh that he's not Mizeres Yisrael. The Gemara says that they were choshed Rava. They looked at Rava. He was an Oshir, and he didn't have Torahs. They were choshed him, that he's Einai Mehem. That's the Gemara Daf Hamed Beis, also Daf Hamed Aleph, Hamed Beis, goes on to Hamed Beis in Chagiga, because that's the Chefts of a Yid. Tremendous Madregas in Torah and Avodas Hashem to be reached, but it's going to come through hardships. Those are opportunities to grow. That's one pshat in the Zohar. Rabbi said there's a second pshat, which the Igle Tal in the Hagdama goes this way, a whole different mahalach, as follows. It's mevur in the Sforim that another nekuda of the Golas Mitzrayim was to be mitaher umezachech klal Yisrael from all chet, from all tumah, to make them kodosh v'tohor. That was the function, that was the purpose of the Golas. And the Golas ended early. They went out of Mitzrayim early. And all the golosim today is to be mashlim, that inyan that we didn't accomplish in the 210 years in Mitzrayim. So, how are we supposed to accomplish that today? Besides the physical nisyonis that we have in golos and the hardships, says the Igle Tal, ba'avoyda kosher zu kushya. If a person is omel in Torah, and he schwitzes in learning, and it's an oil on him, it's not really a shail of how much, but whatever he learns, it's an oil, and it's hard for him, he's mekayim with that, the tachlis of Golas Mitzrayim. He's mekayim with that. He gets the tachlis of the Golas Mitzrayim. Torah is mechaper umekadesh umitahir, a person, the exact amelus b'toyra, the exact same way that Golas Mitzrayim did it for the Yidden then. It's an unbelievable yesod. We're holding in the Yimei HaShoivavim, and it's Yidua from the Arizal, that the Yimei HaShoivavim is a zman from tshuva on Inyoni Kedusha, and that's what the Igle Tal is talking about. There's a tshuva in the Noida Behuda, a famous tshuva in Tshuva Lamed Hei, that there was a person, a tzuba me rabbonon, he calls him, who was over terrible averis, in Znus, terrible averis. And he wrote to the Noida Behuda, please write for me a Seder Tikkun, Tanesim. And the Noida Behuda writes, if you make a cheshbon of the Tanesim, that's all brought down in many Sforim, 80 Tanesim for this, 40 Tanesim for that, different types of Yisurim, rolling in the freezing snow without clothes, sitting without clothes in front of a beehive. Rabbi said, I'm not making this up. The Noida Behuda brings down all different sigufim, but it says the Noida Behuda at the end, this can kill a person, an Adam Cholosh, who's not. He says, the ikur is limud ha-toira b'chemda. Limud, and he says, be'iyun. If you're learning Mishnayis, with Tosfos Yomtiv, Gemara be'iyun. That is the ikur. That could be Matzil and Odom. It's Bimokoim, all the Sigufim. The Bir Halacha in Hilchas Tainis Tov Kuf Ayin Aleph. The Bir Halacha brings this down from the Shlo. That even though it's Nimtza in all the Sforim, Sigufim, Loi Nizkru Ela Lamisha Ein Amolei Batoira. Someone who's Amolei Batoira, he should go and be Omel Batoira. Same Yisoy that the Noida Behuda says. Rabbi, I want to tell you over. Reb Chaim Voloshin, at the end of Ma'aseh Rav, brings down an Ois Lamed Hey. They asked Reb Chaim Voloshin, someone who was Nichshal in Inyoni Kedusha, Kim'at Bepesha. Kimat bepesha, that means a korv lemezid, rachmona litzlon. What should he do? Reb Chaim Voloshin said, Heshiv, kisha oisek batoiro, ein tzorech lidoig klal. Avada, he probably needs tshuva, that's for sure. Tshuva, charota, but nothing to worry about. And listen to this. He says, Sholu be'inyan zel rabbi. Reb Chaim Voloshin asked the goyin about this. The goyin showed him, in the Sefer HaTikunim and Sifrei Musar, Hamachmirim Bo'oid Be'inyan Zeh, that in Yoni Kedusha, a person has to be Soivel Yisurim Koshim Umerurim Kimoves, Ve'ein Takono Kiyim Bemisa Mamish, very, very frightening things. That's Mevur in the Sforum HaKadoshim, that the Moku is the Zohar. The Goin said, but if you look at the Soif HaZohar, there's a Dover Toiv Lamevin. What does the Zohar end off with? Avaloi Raiso, that means with Torah. Oirech Yomim biyemina it's matzeles min hamiso. Ubis smoyla oishe vekovoid, matzeles min hayisurim that are koshim kemiso. And the Goyin said, Hasifrei Musur loy heviu siyum ze besifreihim. You can find in different old Sforum, Alpi the Zohar, many, many different Tanesim, tortures and sigufim for a kapora, but they didn't bring down the loophole. They didn't bring down the end of the Zohar, that Lima Torah is b'mokoim that and takes care of that. Rabbi said, this is a Noidi B'Yehuda, a goin, and a shlo. It may sound like a litvish azach, but I saw in the Sefer from the Klausenberger Rebbe, in the Shefachayim, from the Klausenberger, he says, b'yimei ha-shoivivim, he says the hadrocha to the Bochrim and the Avreichim was that they should be mekabel to learn two blat a day, Gemara Rashi Tosfos. The Avreichim, I think, a little bit more. That was his takona for the Shoivivim. Torah is Megin, Umatzil, Mitaher, Umechaper, and I want to end off. There's a beautiful Nekuda, very short, but in Reb Chaim Voloshin in Ovis in Perek Vov, on the Mishnah, Kabbalas Yisurim. He says like this, he's coming be'etzem, the Mokar Advorim, Hagami doesn't bring it, from a Medrash Rabban Parshas Miketz that says, Ein lecha odom beloy yisurim. There is no such person that will not have yisurim. Ashrei mi she yisurim botin olav min hatoyra. Lucky is the one, gliklich is the one that has yisurim min hatoyra. What does that mean? Yisurim min hatoyra. Reb Chaim Voloshin is masbir. He says, an Eitzah Toivah, don't wait till HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends you Yisurim. If you're Oisek in Torah and it's hard for you, I'm tired, I'm not in the mood, I'm not going to have a geshmak, or it's going to cost me some money, I won't be able to work as well. Kol Echot Kefiyas Nisyonis, and I'm Mizgaber, and it's hard for me, that is Yisurim. Says Reb Chaim Voloshin, when a person does that, not only does he get the schar from Talmud Torah, not only is it lefum tzaira agro, like the Ovis the Reb Nosson says, toivechot b'tzar mimeya shaloi b'tzar, not only that, it gets deducted from the yisurim that he was supposed to have. Ein lecho odom b'lo yisurim. There's a certain amount of yisurim that a person has to go through. But Rabbi said there's a secret over here. There's a secret tip. If a person has those yisurim from Torah, he loses sleep, he gets a headache, and it's hard for him, it deducts. With that, it's neskayim, the yisurim that he was supposed to get, and they're not sent to him anymore. It's not with other mitzvahs. It says this by Torah. Other mitzvahs that are hard, avada this lefum tzaira agro. But to be mekayim, the yisurim that a person was supposed to have, that's al yidei limadat Torah. Rabbi Yisrael Yetz Hashem, the Eibishter should give us all koichas to Taka, have the ability to learn Torah, even if it's mitoich yisurim, mitoich tzar, mitoich difficulty, but to have the chemdes haTorah, the geshmak in Torah, and we'll be zoiche to be mitar ourselves in ganzen. A guten Shabbos.